This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. Today, obesity affects almost 20% of all American children. That's triple the rate from just a generation ago. 3 years ago, Massachusetts decided to fight the battle of the bulge in earnest with Mass in Motion. The program is designed to help residents move more and eat healthier food. And they're targeting low-income communities where obesity rates, particularly among children, are higher. One town that's seeing rates go down is Fitchburg. Joining me on the line is Fitchburg Mayor Lisa Wong. Mayor Wong, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kelly.
So how are you getting those childhood obesity rates down?
Well, first of all, we're not using the words childhood obesity in our efforts. We know that that's one of our goals, but we're using words like fun and farmers markets and cooking competitions and let's go play in the park. And I think the key words that we're using are really dictating activities that everyone wants to join. You start talking about total obesity, you start talking about diet. You know, I have a visceral reaction to those words. So we've been very, very careful about the public conversation that we've been having.
So I want people to understand that this was tough. You started out as part of this program. There's $1.7 million grant partnership with Harvard School of Public Health. And in Fitchburg proper, you fought for a $60,000 from the city council to help put fun in Fitchburg, make that a reality. And then you had the task of getting kids to understand what it meant, even if you're not using the words obesity. So what were the most effective techniques?
Well, first is there is a role of government to play when it comes to the child obesity issue. It's an epidemic, and we are actually spending an enormous amount of public dollars on what happens when people are obese, whether it's combating disease or so on. So changing that conversation, government can actually be a leader. Even if we're not the ones who are spending all the dollars, for example, being a pass-through for grants to the community, even if we're not the ones dictating things through policy, we are a very visible, central part of leading a citywide effort. And since we have led this effort,
Mayor Wong?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Okay. Keep going.
I'm back on the radio.
Okay.
Well, since we've led this effort, there are 75 groups that have joined our coalition. And, I mean, it is definitely a community-wide effort where kids who have been to our initial meetings, I mean, they were the first to tell you. They had no idea what we were talking about in the first few meetings back in 2009. And suddenly, when we start talking about not like calorie counts, but just the size of muffins and what are in donuts, you know, it's like a light bulb went off, and they themselves decided that they were really the ones to help educate other kids. So it's really that word of mouth, where it's community members who are understanding this and then taking responsibility and ownership that has really been effective in actually getting those rates down.
What are those kids telling each other? Because, you know, a carrot is not as exciting, or so it may seem at first glance, as a cupcake.
Well, I think I've heard them say, you know, donuts are nasty. I've actually heard that phrase when they actually talk about what it's made of. But the other thing that we've been doing is we've been using our schools. We have 75% of our kids on free and reduced lunch. So we do have an opportunity in terms of providing meals at our schools and using our health classes and farmers markets in the classroom, not just in the cafeteria, to teach kids about kumquats and kiwi. So it's been 5 years since we've served cookies, and kids actually know what kumquats and kiwis are. It's been years since we've served brownies, so they now know what broccoli is and green beans. And in the lunch line, you actually see kids who are spending time sort of choosing which ones they want. So they had broccoli yesterday, so today I want kiwi. And it's really great that they're actually participating in that choice, and they're not afraid of what those things are.
I am speaking with Mayor Lisa Wong of Fitchburg, and we're talking about Mass in Motion. It's a program put in place, partnership between low-income communities, including Fitchburg and other places in Massachusetts, to try to reduce childhood obesity. And let's make clear, Mayor Wong, that when we say obese, we don't mean overweight. We're really talking about something else. Okay, Mayor Wong, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, very good. Okay.
This is the challenges of calling in.
Yes. So when my question to you is, or my statement to you is, to just to get corroboration, is that when we say obese, we really don't mean overweight. You mean more than that.
That's right. And certainly obese and overweight are two different identifications of what your BMI rate is, your body mass index. And we're really concerned about both. There's no longer just an emphasis on how much do kids weigh. We really want kids to be healthy as well. For example, the city right now, we are undertaking a sort of a regrouping of even just City Hall employees to say, you know, we actually started this effort before Fun in Fitchburg, before Mass in Motion, by just trying to get City Hall healthy. So what we're focusing on right now is just is getting out there, being active, communication, and just reminding ourselves about just the fitness piece of this and having fun while doing that, having conversation, taking time to cook, and so on. And all of that, again, it's a lifestyle change that we're really trying to get out in the community. And these are community events that we actually want to hold anyways. So instead of having a community event that's a fair, that's focused around food and fried dough, for example, why not have new mothers do a tour of a supermarket? Why not have a walk audit where we can walk to the parks from neighborhoods? And when we get together, we're also identifying things that we can do to improve sidewalks and crosswalks and so on to get more people to use our parks.
So we've been burying the lead a little bit because we need people to understand how successful it's been in Fitchburg. 2009, 46% of the kids there are obese, and 2011, 40%. Now, that's a huge drop in rates.
And we've seen that drop in the interim as well, from 2009 to 2010 to 2011. And this represents over 500 kids. As much as we like to look at statistics, I think more than 500 kids today are no longer obese that were 2 years ago. That's pretty significant because those are lives that are changed. Those are dollars that we don't have to spend. That's disease that might be avoided. And what we're hoping is that by using the sort of the fun methods we've been using, that these become healthy choices that have led to our short-term successes that will lead to a healthy and active living for the rest of these kids' lives.
So finally, how do you build on this success and sustain it?
Well, the key that we have is to begin to talk about fitness, to talk about healthy and active living in everything that we do. So we spend so much money and time talking about transportation, talking about parks, talking about access to food. And again, this is where government can play a role, is when you think about these things, think about the actual people, especially the kids that are involved. And think about ways in which our transportation dollars, our parks dollars, can be spent in a way that will actually affect people's lives, get them outdoors, get them access to healthier foods and choices and so on. And I think that's really the key, is that this isn't just a special initiative. This isn't just a program that's funded by dollars that we have today, but this is something that has to be integrated into every big and small thing that we do.
Thank you so much, Mayor Lisa Wong. We've been talking about childhood obesity, and I've been speaking with Fitchburg Mayor Lisa Wong. And in Fitchburg, they're reducing obesity rates among kids by a long shot. Mayor Wong, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This week, WGBH's investigative reporter Philip Martin is doing a series on human trafficking. It's easy to think that this is something that affects only the people who are being trafficked, but it turns out that this underground industry affects us all. I'll be bringing you that conversation next. I'm Callie Crossley. This is 89.7 WGBH, Boston Public Radio.